For if God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, fully furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That will be Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21. Prior to our Bible study, we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, giving us a chance to rebound, if necessary, to ensure the filling of God the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We thank you again, Father, for allowing us the opportunity to gather together to understand your marvelous plan for mankind, for us as individuals, and our obligation for the vast majority of humans that have rejected your plan, and our purpose here to glorify you in the angelic conflict. In Christ's name, amen. Isaiah was a prophet in the Old Testament. He had a reign that lasted, it covered the tenure of five kings of the kingdom of Judah. Remember, the kingdom split apart after Solomon died. His son took over, and you had a civil war. The northern kingdom with the 10 tribes had their capital in Samaria, and the southern kingdom with their 2 tribes had their capital in Jerusalem, and they were called the kingdom of Judea. And the northern kingdom, of course, their prophet was Hosea. We just finished studying the book of Hosea, and they were wiped out by the Assyrians in 921. That was the larger of the two kingdoms. The smaller one, Judah, is in danger of following suit with the northern kingdom, and up rises Isaiah, and he is delivering messages to the southern kingdom about their condition. Now, the book of Isaiah, of course, is also a book about prophecy. It speaks about our Savior. It speaks about the plan of God, the purpose of history. And so you'll see many times that Isaiah will talk about a near fulfillment of a prophecy and a far fulfillment of a prophecy. We saw the same thing in Hosea. So the first couple of chapters of Isaiah are really a condemnation of the Jews for their apostasy. But sprinkled in there, you'll see promises of a future time when the Messiah himself will rule for 1,000 years in the millennium, and the Jews will be brought back from all over the world, and Christ will rule, and that's what we have on this chart here. So Isaiah is, I'm just rounding this off, 720 B.C. Now, the southern kingdom, of course, would survive the attacks of the Assyrian Empire. The northern kingdom did not, but the southern kingdom did. But less than 200 years later, they'd be wiped out by the Chaldeans. But the promise of God, of course, they'd come back to the land, and they'd reestablish their kingdom again, only be wiped out by the Romans in 70 A.D. I don't have that on the chart. And they'd be scattered across everywhere across the world, as they are today. But there will come a time in the millennium when Jesus Christ will whistle, and all the born-again Jews will be brought back to Jerusalem, where they will rule with Christ in his kingdom for 1,000 years. So Isaiah gives us that very powerful prophecy as well. And we're going to see some of that today. So that's our backdrop, and we're going to start back on verse 21. He says, how the faithful city has become a harlot. This is the same thing that Hosea did. We're supposed to respond to God as a wife responds to her husband, in the ideal, of course. And when they don't, they're called all sorts of bad names. We saw this with Hosea. We see the same thing here with Isaiah. So the faithful city was Jerusalem, and they were faithful to Bible doctrine at one point, but now they've become a harlot. They've turned their mind and their hearts away from God. She who was full of justice, righteousness once lodged in her. Righteousness refers to not just born-again believers, but born-again believers that were positive to Bible doctrine. But now, murderers, your silver has become dross, your drink diluted with water, your rulers are rebels. The drink here is wine. That's how you cheat people. You go into a bar and you add water into it and charge them the same price for the drink. You water down the whiskey. Your rulers are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and chases after rewards. They do not defend the orphan, nor does the widow's plea come before them. We discussed later on or earlier what this widow's plea means. In the ancient world, it was it was a normal process for the wife to be 10, 20 years younger than the male. And then, of course, when the male died, you'd had a lot of widows that were roaming around. They were living off whatever they'd accumulated, or if they had their own business, they would go into that. And many times they'd go into debt, and they'd get cheated out of their money, and then they'd be thrown into prostitution themselves or into these factories where they'd make things and live a very horrible life for the rest of their lives. And, of course, the court system was not protecting the widows or the orphans because they were all in the take. And the judges were allowing these things, these judicial notices, to go forward because they were on the bribe. 24, therefore the Lord God of hosts, which is Jesus Christ, the mighty one of Israel, Jesus Christ, declares, and I will be relieved of my adversaries and avenge myself on my foes. I will also turn my hand against you, these are the Jews, and will smelt away your dross as with lye, and will remove all your alloy. Then I will restore your judges as at first. So here we have a new process, though, and your counselors at the beginning, and after you will be called the city of righteousness, a faithful city. So Isaiah is saying, yes, I'm going to destroy you people, but there'll come a time when you're going to come back, and I'll restore you at first. And this is a reference to the millennium, because that's the only time that the Jews are going to be 100% eye-to-eye with their Creator, and they will start out as a very positive